you know, I hate small talk. Mm-hmm. My natural, you know, instinct is either to turn it into something big, to inflate it up to the point of bursting, or making it minuscule. That reminds me of there was a TV program on Soviet television, I guess it was a Moscow invention. It was called The Booth of Glasnost. You know what glasnost is? Glasnost is, openness, the policy of openness at the very end of communism. So they were toying with this idea and giving people the right to speak their mind. It literally is a little cabin equipped with... a TV camera, and they traveled from city to city, and the idea was pretty simple, just to put it in the downtown, in the middle of the city, and then invite everybody to come in and speak their mind.
Right.
Tell whatever. There was no risk because it was not live, but basically they were given 1 minute. This is the only limitation, just 1 minute. And it was very interesting to see how people behaved under such circumstances. Once this booth of glasnost moved to Kiev, and they, I guess it was in fall of 1991, and I turned the TV on, and it was right in the middle of the program, and it was some very funny stuff, like two guys entering, and they were on a laughing spree. They were giggling, and they spent the whole minute just giggling it away. And then there were...
And they broadcast it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But not live, I guess, not
right,
live.
Right.
Then there was an angry veteran, and I guess he was well prepared and wanted to tell them the truth. But all he could say was something like, what's going on? What the hell are they doing to us? The country is going to the dogs, you know, this kind of stuff. So it's funny, but at the same time, it's pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
It's... because people really don't have anything to say. And then, after all these local people, in came Richard Milhouse Nixon himself, ex-president of the United States. And I couldn't believe it first. But then it was true, because he was, at that time he was on a visit touring the Soviet Union, trying to, salvage his reputation and playing the role of elder statesman. And so you expect from him, somebody who was trained to lead people, to tell you the truth, to tell you something meaningful. But you know what he did? He said, are we on? Are we on? And when there was no answer, he said, okay, okay, now, I'd like to tell you that I'd like to express my deep feeling of... And then they cut.
Because he only had a minute.
Yeah, yeah.